I feel like I need a squunchie. A hair squishy, squunchy.
Really?
What are they called?
It's a scrunchie. No one wears those anymore.
I know, but I feel like her music goes with scrunchies to me.
Right?
I want to put neon scrunchies in my... Does that make sense? Yeah,
that's a good point.
It is a good point. Adam Levine, ladies and gentlemen. My gosh. Adam Levine. I remember the first time you came in to Kiss FM, we were over there in...
Hollywood
that
and Highland.
Studio. Uh-huh. The first time I met you, I think, on the radio.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think you had a number one with This Love at that point. And then several other number ones. And then lots of great music. And then I remember we talked for a little bit, and you were like, look, I'm having the best time, but I think this is kind of it. We'll just do these songs for the rest of our lives. And then...
Now there's some
more. Whoa. No, but not some more. These are different. I mean, they're all number ones, and they're different. So, like, how do you put into words sort of what happened behind the scenes to take you to this new place?
First thing I want to say is, you know, my little brother and sister are in the car right now.
Oh, shout it out.
They begged me. They begged me.
Aww.
And you know, Sam and Liza, I love you. Go to school.
But they're carpooling?
Yeah, they're in carpool.
Okay.
Got that out of the way.
Got that out of the way.
I love you guys. You know, I think we had to change and we had to evolve and we had to move forward. I think that was maybe when we were talking back then. I hadn't really realized that yet. And so... relatively recently, I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to take some risks. We got to shake things up because we've been around for a long time now.
Right,
if we want to continue to move forward, then we got to try new things. Take some risks.
And when you first started playing with different sounds, did you hit these sounds right away? Or did you play with a bunch of different sounds?
Well, first thing we did was I never liked to write songs with anybody else. I always liked to keep it exclusively in the band.
Okay, got it.
So that was the biggest change. That was like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got with some of these guys and it was Stereo Hearts, actually, believe it or not, was the first thing
we
did. And then that went so well, you know, that I thought, okay, well, now... And then Jagger came around, and I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but, I mean, that was like a game changer, wasn't it?
Huge. That was the scariest thing we've ever done, because it's not the kind of... It's a very polarizing song. It's not like... People either love that song or they hate that song, and especially when you don't know yet, because we were...
Right.
The night before it came out, we did it on The Voice.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, this is either career death or it's going to be the biggest song in the
That's
world.
That's kind of fun, though. It's exciting.
And are there permissions from Mick?
No, I don't think he has to. He didn't. I know that he kind of semi-approved, at least, because we asked for some footage when we did the video, archival stuff for the video. But I don't know if he, like, I'm sure he doesn't like necessarily love the song. Like, listen to all the time.
But it's a very confident song.
Yeah, well, he was a confident... You know, he's a confidence icon, that guy.
Yeah.
You know, and that's his whole thing, is the way he does it.
And you moved like him and you dress like him.
Well, I don't know. Do I?
Well, you did in that video. Cool. I mean, my God, E had all this raw footage and I didn't want to see any of it. They kept saying, I had to do these teases for E! News. And Adam Levine, like you've never seen him before, naked. I'm like, I don't need to. Do I have to promo this 8 times? God, and then I had to stand in front of you.
I apologize.
You're ubiquitous, though. You're really doing a little bit of everything. And I got to imagine that when you signed up to do The Voice, there was risk there, too. Because you're jumping onto a TV show, and can that mean selling out? Tell me about that process.
Yeah.
That.
Well, you know, it's different now. I think now people are a lot less afraid to do things like that. Yes, it was a calculated risk in that I think that I had, you know, the band, it's kind of like roundabout, we were talking at the time, and I said things like, okay, well, we got these hits and we're going to play them forever, and, you know, it was a little bit of a lull in the band's, I guess you could say relevance, maybe.
Right.
And it was a crossroads. It was like, okay, well, here's this opportunity to do this really cool thing, and it could blow up in our faces and not work, but it's not going to damage really anything. I didn't think it was going to like hurt our legacy if it didn't work.
Right.
Nobody would have seen it anyway, so how would it have damaged our career?
Mm-hmm.
But, and it might have been a little, you know, stain, I guess, you know. But the potential, I guess, the upside was, but this also, you know, because we love the show, because the show is cool, and I love the idea. I wouldn't have done it had I not liked the idea. And if it works, and if it takes off, and people love it, then it could do wonders for the band. So it seemed like the right thing to do. And it was also a little bit scary.
Yeah,
so,
just like
you. And so how has it affected the fans? It's grown your fan base.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Like, I mean, the show has done. It was one of those kind of, the synergy. It was everything happening all at once. It was like the Jagger thing.
Yeah.
Coupled with, you know, the fact that Christina was singing on it. Coupled with the fact that it was on The Voice. That was taking off. It was just this kind of amazing moment for our band and for our band's music. And yes, it completely relaunched the band. It exposed us to an entirely new audience, and it totally blew our minds how much it helped.
How are you keeping up with your schedule, Rockstar?
Well, yeah, I was just saying, I was trying to feel like you, because I just don't have any. It's constant. It's always.
I just wake up in pain.
You know what I got though? You're gonna love this. I don't know if you probably have something way fancier than this, but right. I got a Christmas gift from Sean, who's my best friend and assistant as well. He got me a bat phone. It's in my room.
Oh, what's that?
All a bat phone actually is in Batman. Remember Batman on the TV show? Yeah. The phone. It was just a little red phone, and it had a little flashing light on it. You couldn't dial out on it. And it was just a phone.
It's only incoming.
And it sits next to your my bed.
Yeah.
And I don't have the number. I don't know what the number is. Nobody has the number except Sean.
Oh, that's cool.
So that means it rings. I know who it is. I know that I have to do something.
Can I just say one thing like that? As far as I know, you're not married. Why Sean, the only guy with the bathroom?
I'll tell you why. Because every time it rings, unless it's a telemarketer, and then I feel not like Batman at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I feel like an idiot. Unless it rings, when that phone rings, the world needs me.
Yes.
That's actually a really good system, Ryan. You should think about that.
I don't want to think of myself, who could this be?
Do you know, I would overcomplicate it.
You'd give it away to
I would have.
You'd have
I'd get
exceptions.
I'd get eight different colors, and then I would confuse myself. Who's blue? Who's purple? Who's cool? Is that Hello Kitty on the pink
And
line?
Then you try to figure out a way to mute all of them. Yeah. So that they can't even light
you
up.
You want to dial out on it eventually.
Yeah.
There's no numbers. It'll drive you crazy.
How often does that thing ring?
Constantly.
Well, hopefully
it rang. It rang an hour ago, and I wanted to die.
Oh no! That was a wake up call.
I was like, "See, Chris?
See?
Yeah, I know.
No,
I almost had to pick him up. You know, before we get to some very big, exciting, beefy Maroon 5 news, American Horror Story, right?
Yes.
So you did. How many episodes have you done?
People have been asking me if I have an arc, and I'm like, "What does that mean?"
Yeah, right.
I guess that means
you're like, "No, I have a pontoon."
It was reported somewhere. You'd be recurring.
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but it was fun.
And one, two. What would you do?
I think I don't want to ruin it, but I'm in a few. I'm in a few.
Well, yeah, I saw a clip of you with Channing Tatum's wife,
I know.
And she was in her panties.
The day that it came out, I apologize. I told Jenna to apologize to Channing because it was just such a smutty sex scene. But it was actually, we were laughing through the whole thing. It was fun.
What's the protocol? Is the protocol to call
I've actually never met him, but I, you know what? Listen, like, no one had designs for anything shady to go down. It was totally like, it was actually funny. Those types of situations are highly unsexual. Everybody always thinks
I don't buy it.
Well, they can be probably, but most of the time they're not. You know?
Yeah, but you're a guy. You're up against a woman's body. Like you can't.
You
not
say this
feel
about it. Dancing with the Stars too.
Yeah, but I'm up against this counter. It's not like I don't feel anything.
Ryan, I hope that.
But I'm
counter
saying,
is well, not well, like
you
a soft woman.
What I'm saying?
Okay, but let's really paint a picture of what it's like. Okay, right. Imagine we're in here.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like nine of us standing around watching you.
By the way, if this does it for you, if this is your thing, then you're probably going to get
turned on. It's not my thing, but it doesn't not, I mean, it doesn't like have no effect.
No, I mean, yes, there is, but no. When there are cameras near you and people in your face and stuff and like, you know, sweaty dudes hitting markers and stuff, you're like, no, it just doesn't feel that way.
Josh Duhamel, actually, you know, he started a movie with my girlfriend. He comes over to me and goes, I just want you to know.
He's the nicest guy.
Exactly. He goes through this whole thing like, I'm going to handle this very respectfully and it's just going to be great. And I'm thinking to myself, I should read the script. What's he talking about?
Right. Like, That's right.
What are they doing? All right, we're going to come back with Adam Levine and a Maroon 5 announcement. Can I just say something? I didn't sleep last night because I knew that this morning I had the privilege of sharing with the world some breaking Maroon 5 news. And I'm okay with it, like not sleeping. I'm fine with it.
Really.
I got dark circles under my eyes.
So do I.
But I got adrenaline. And you got adrenaline. And your band has got adrenaline. And what better time to head out on tour, Maroon 5's Overexposed North American Tour, going on sale. Tickets this Saturday at 10 a.m. on LiveNation.com. And all the dates are going to be up at RyanSeacrest.com. But you are doing big time touring, big time arenas. How many shows?
A million.
You're doing you're doing quite a few.
Yeah, a lot. I have 30, 40, 50,
31?
Yeah, 31.
Over 30.
It's crazy. We're doing the whole country. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be the best tour we've ever done.
Now,
I can say that actually with certainty.
Well, of course, because you have so many great songs now.
Yeah. Which we didn't before.
Well, you had some. you had some great songs.
And finally, finally, I have some good songs.
But now you can perform, and every song's a hit.
It's incredible. It's unbelievable.
You can be like what Bon Jovi does. Like they go out, and they always play hits.
We're going to be the new Jovi.
Wouldn't you love to have that kind of career?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think John pulls in about $300 million.
I saw him in the studio, and I was like, I'd like to do what you do.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome. They have the endurance. All right, so the tour kicks off February 13th. That is the day before a very special day in your life,
Adam. Oh, my God. That's right.
It's Singles Awareness Day the next day.
I know.
So the tour kicks off in Columbus, Ohio. I recommend the Sheraton.
Okay.
I was literally just there 2 days
ago. I'll be on the bus.
Oh, that's better. You're also going to New York, Los Angeles, Vegas, and then more. I actually have a pair of front row tickets to the LA show, which is March 15th at Staples Center, plus a meet and greet with the band. If you are caller 102 right now, 800-520-1027, front row seats, LA show, Maroon 5, meet and greet the band.
Do it.
I like it.
God, nice. You're good. I love your work. I love watching your work.
It's
amazing.
It's exciting.
It's amazing.
What can you ask for on this tour in terms of luxury? Mm-hmm. That you have not had a chance to take on other tours.
Ooh. Well, here's the deal. Yeah. We've decided to spend time and money here on the show. The show is the king right now.
Are we talking about The Voice?
Oh, so. Oh, yeah.
Or the concert.
The concert.
The concert.
Okay. Are we talking about the concert?
Yeah, we're talking about the concert. Okay. When you say the show,
The concert, the performance. Concert.
Yes.
So that means
so dancers and... So,
no. Except for me. I'm a bad dancer.
Yeah, I know. I'm Jagger.
You know... We want it to be the most amazing experience for our fans that they ever had. Mm-hmm. So that means that we have to put a lot of kind of extra things like money into that.
Right.
So we're foregoing luxury.
Okay.
And we're gonna dump it into the experience of coming to the show, because our shows have always been like really straightforward, like
right.
You know, basic come stage, out, come out, a few lights, some sound. Mm-hmm. But we're doing things that are going to be much more kind of three-dimensional, like you're going to be able to experience the show. Perhaps
you're going U2 on us.
We're
yeah. Like U2 always goes to next.
That's the model.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we're here now. Let's be here and do it the best we can and have it be the biggest thing in the world.
I love that catwalk idea.
Yeah,
it is cat. We have something going on with that idea that's actually tied into the band, and it's going to be great.
Okay, all right. So again,
I can't give away too much.
The information is up at RyanSeacrest.com, but literally it is Monday, October 22nd, and we are breaking the news that Maroon 5 is going back out on tour, 30 plus dates. Now I'm going to quickly, because I know you got to roll, I'm going to quickly play Truth Pong. This is just like beer pong, but there's no beer.
And you have to tell the truth?
Yeah, preferably.
Or a clever lie.
Yeah, exactly. Just sell it. So if you get the ball in, you do not answer the question.
Okay.
If you miss, you do.
Wow.
All right, here we go. You have to get the ball.
Sorry, it's early. Yeah.
See, Adam Levine wakes up with like bedhead. That I actually would spend an hour trying to get.
Just gonna say that, Ryan. Yeah.
It's kind of frustrating.
His was made naturally by Mr. Pillow.
Are you can?
Can he bounce?
They want you to back up a little bit. Yeah, you can bounce, but just back up.
Oh, there's like an official line.
Oh yeah. Okay, here we go. Here we go.
Let me hit it now.
Get in. Yeah,
speaking of bounce.
Well, whatever you want.
Oh.
Did you make it?
He made it.
Well, don't look so cocky about it. Now I just looked up and saw his face, this arrogant look on his face. All right. So, boy, are you lucky you don't have to answer that question?
I don't want to hear it. I don't want
all right, all right.
Strike the question.
Next one.
I got to do another one?
Yeah, no, if you do three.
If you make it in, you don't have to answer.
Oh my God!
Did you make it
two
in?
For two.
I made it. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I missed.
All right. Okay. Cool. What's one tattoo you regret?
Ooh, I have no regrets in life, Ryan.
There's got to be one that's like.
I don't necessarily regret one. I have one that was an idea that went kind of wrong. It's like a sun, and it's super ugly. And so I covered it up with some clouds, and it got worse.
Oh, yeah. No.
And it's just it's not so much like at least it's not like you know Bart Simpson on my butt cheek.
Right, right. But it looks like a 5-day forecast.
It's not my favorite. All right, yeah, it does look like.
All right, let's hit one more.
All right,
one
more. Which cup would you like?
Go for the middle.
Yeah, take the middle solo cup.
That was a really confident try, but it missed.
I'm going either way on this because I know that you, I mean, hate's too strong of a word.
It is.
And you probably won't answer it. I was going to say, what Maroon 5 song do you get sick of playing? But that's almost not fair because...
Okay, I can answer the question.
All right, what is it?
In a roundabout political way.
Don't say one of them.
Do I get sick? Which one do I get sick of
playing? Like, what will you just...
Okay. This is the real answer. This isn't bogus.
Okay.
I love playing them all. There's some that I love to play more than others, right?
No, right.
True. I have my favorites. Yeah. But then, I don't know, like, what makes the songs fun to play a lot of the time isn't necessarily what they mean. Yeah, it's the crowd. So the crowd makes everything fun or less fun depending on their reaction. It's not a song-by-song basis. That actually is the truth.
Okay. Well, I like that honesty. Okay.
I hate telling the truth, and it was true.
One more. I need to
tell you.
One
more.
I was going to say.
All right, here we go. I miss.
Oh, shoot.
I'll have to tell the truth.
What singer would you never, ever want to do a duet with?
Oh, you're such a jerk. Oh, my God. What singer would I never want to do a duet with?
Yeah.
After hearing you before I came in, Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, good answer.
This love has taken this love has taken
huh? I like your passion.
Do you know what I love about Adam Levine?
What?
Is that when you go by his pad, he plays his own music videos to himself.
Stop
he sings
it.
His own songs. He's got pictures of himself up. It's a real shrine. And when you
is
walk in,
true?
You got to pay respect. Well, it's on a loop.
That you commissioned a swimming pool with yourself in mosaic tiles?
How did you guys find that out?
Is it not true that when you have guests over, you ask them to sit and listen to an album before you'll speak with them?
That's true, actually.
Okay. That's true. Good to see you, brother.
All right.
Adam Levine from Maroon 5 and The Voice. We'll be right back.
Yay.